You are listening to Real World News.
Real World Radio is in contact with Megan Lewis. She is the media person for Groundwork Friends of the Earth South Africa. Megan, welcome to Real World Radio.
Thanks very much for having me.
Okay, Megan, please let me know. We knew that there was an action today in Johannesburg in which members of three different organizations, Groundwork, Earth Life Africa Johannesburg, and Greenpeace, made an action against Eskom, the utility on energy of your country. What was about the action and what really happened there and where was that also, Megan?
Okay, so the action happened at Eskom's Megawatt Park, which is in Johannesburg. That is their head office. The action was basically in response to electricity price hikes that had recently been announced for South Africa. The action was to confront Eskom over the bad choices that they have been making, and in so doing, to highlight that while Eskom chooses to fund industry with cheaper electricity, they cannot deliver clean and affordable energy to communities. The action was basically calling for a new management from Eskom, because Eskom needs a new management to be able to install a renewable energy system and to replace the current coal-based energy system. So what we saw at the action today was that Bobby Peak of Groundwork became the new management, the new Eskom CEO, and the other members from Earth Life Africa and from Greenpeace took on other management roles from Eskom, basically to play out the scenario of what it would be like if Eskom was run by people who were for renewable energy. So that was the gist of the action today.
Okay, Megan, so we can say that it was like a performance in which new people took new roles in the management of Eskom. Is it okay?
Yes, so it was basically a play out of what it would be like if South Africa had a energy company that was supplying us with renewable energy sources, which could supply communities with clean and affordable energy, rather than supplying industries with dirty coal at a cheaper price.
Okay, Megan, how many people took part in the action?
There were 14 protesters that took part in the action, and they all came from those three organizations.
Okay, according to the information that we got, you mentioned Bobby Peak before. He's one of the representatives of Groundwork Friends of the Earth South Africa. Bobby, another 13 people were taken into jail by policemen. Is it okay? What do we know about that, Megan?
Yes, so basically, as I said, part of the action was that they chained themselves to a desk outside of Eskom's head office. This was an action that was not sanctioned, and so Eskom's officials called in the police to remove the activists. In addition to this action on the ground, Greenpeace had hung a banner on the head office building, and these activists that were hanging the banner were also put into prison. They are now currently sitting in the Sandton prison and are waiting for their charges to be heard. And they have a team of lawyers, and they suspect that the activists will come out tonight.
Okay, Megan, and what was the explanation by the policemen? I mean, why those people making a pacific demonstration were taken into jail. What did the policeman said?
Well, ironically, the Islam authorities have said that they are on the same side as activists, that they had the same vision. However, they still called in the police to come and remove them. As I said, the action was not, it was not organized beforehand with the municipal, the city officials. And so this would be the reason behind why the police came and removed them.
Okay, okay, Megan. So what is groundwork ELSA, IF Africa, Johannesburg and Greenpeace saying right now? Do you have a special demand because of this decision of the police or the authorities of the country of taking these people into prison? What are your demands in this moment, Megan?
Okay, we have not yet released a statement on this. We are currently working on a statement. But obviously our demands would be to have them released.
Okay, Megan, would you like to add something about the demand to ESCOM, about this demand that you said about that the company needs a new management, anything that you consider important for this interview, Megan?
Okay, well, basically our demand from ESCOM's new management would be to listen to all South Africans, to be able to put the people of the country first before the industry. What this would mean would be ending South Africa's addiction to coal and investing in renewable energy. Part of this would be providing sustainable jobs for South Africa's workforce, as we know that South Africa has a high unemployment rate, but this could be curbed through providing sustainable jobs. The virgin and water crisis for South Africa, as we know that these new coal-fired power stations consume tons of water for the construction and during production. Providing affordable and decentralized electricity access for all. We are calling for energy sovereignty for people. Making sure that the people of the country do not suffer from the health impacts associated with coal-fired power stations and coal mines. Because we know that from these stations and from mines, health impacts on communities living in the area are huge. So that is, those are our demands to ESCOM.
Okay, that was Megan Lewis, the media person of Groundwork Friends of the South Africa. Megan, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having me.
You are listening to Real World News.